Okay, Shalom Rabosai, Guten Purim Meshulash, as we're about to celebrate in Yerushalayim. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadites, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the ninth parak, and thereby finishing the second part of the Masechta, known as Pesach Sheni, which deals, as you probably have been following, with the halachos of the Korban Pesach. And obviously, Mitzvah Shem will start Arvei Pesachim, which is the part of the Masechta that people are perhaps most familiar with. Halachos of Kiddush and Avdallah, and obviously Leila Seder, very, very exciting stuff. So either way, we're here on the bottom of Tzadiches Amud Beis, right? If you remember yesterday, the Mishnah had gone through a whole long Amud over here, a whole long Mishnah on Amud Beis, right, with all these different cases, if stuff got lost, or people decided to register with each other, or they appointed a shliach, etc. So the Gemara is just going to make a couple of comments, as you can see, and then we'll finish the parak. So the Gemara says like this, Tanur Rabbanan with Adonai Braisa, Amr Lahen v'Amru Lo, it's a Tosefta that says on the side. If they said to, he said to them, and they said to him, meaning both, let's say, Reuven, right, in a group of, let's say, I don't know, five people, said, Shecht the Korban Pesach for me, because I might be late. And they say to him, yeah, you also Shecht for us, because we're not sure if we'll be able to find one, etc., etc. So what happens? Ochel min arishon, you can eat the first one, but the other korban, right, they, meaning whichever korban was shechted first, that's the one that they're going to eat. But the other one is yotzei the bezos reifa, the Mishnah said yesterday, because it's as if, right, they remove themselves from that group. So let's say if Reuven's korban was shechted first, so everybody eats together, but the korban that the group shechted, right, that has to be burned, right, because it's as if they removed themselves from registering on that korban, and there's nothing you can do. That korban is now korban without any people registered for it, and you have to burn it. So that was that in that case. Lo amar lahem v'lo amru lo, if nobody said anything to anybody, right, then they're not in each other's group. Right, and we pointed out the Havamina was, but maybe let's say they always eat together, but this year, for whatever reason, no one made verbal arrangements, so they're not considered to be halakhically in the same group, and they're not responsible for each other, etc. So the Gemara says, Mikan amru chachamim yafesh shtika l'chachamim kamachomer l'tipshim, that the midah of shtika, of being quiet, right, is better, because you see that if nobody said anything to each other, right, so then no korbanos are being burned here, but if they both said something, then the korban is, excuse me, being burned. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Avil mecharash chacham yechashev. Right, a person when a person is quiet, he's considered to be smart. Right, again, just emphasizing the midah of shtika. Right, yafe shtika. Shtika is a good midah to take care of. And again, the Mishnah just giving a little bit of mussar, right, based on this Mishnah, that it would have been better for them to stay quiet and not make any arrangements whatsoever. Okay, Shnayim Shinis Arvu Pischayim, two people that, again, if you at the end of the Mishnah, we said if two single people had a Korban Pesach each, and then the Korbanos got mixed up with each other, so they have to bring someone else from the marketplace, right? And then, if you remember, they have to switch and say if it was your Korban, if it was my Korban, right? The whole deal that we covered yesterday. So the Gemara says, Lema Masnisin Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this Mishnah, as I explained yesterday, I kind of a little bit jumped the gun, right? Maybe this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, was the Pasuk say, Yimat Habayis Mios Miseh, if there is no house, if the house, for whatever reason, doesn't have a Korban, Melamed, what does that teach us? She mismatin v'holchin u'bovad sheye echad mibnei ha'chabura kayim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns from this pasuk that you need to have at least one person registered on the Korban Pesach at all times. So apparently, what do you see? Right from our Mishnah, that you need to have a minimum of one person, right, on the Korban at all times. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, says, u'bovad sheye anichu ez ha'pesach kamo shehu. Rabbi Yossi says that, no, what's the pasuk saying? You can't, what's it called? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda requires an original person, meaning people can go back and forth. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not allowed to have zero people on it, meaning if you switch, let's say five people and five people switch, so then everything is fine, meaning Rabbi Yehuda's requirement is that you need an original member of the group, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, as long as there's somebody listed on the Korban Pesach, that's fine. But in our case, right, in the Mishnah, right, what are you doing? Right, again, you have two random people, the Korbanos got mixed up. So you bring someone else from the Shuk, right, you go, you say, if it was your Korban, then I'm with you. If it's my Korban, then you're with me. But that's not including any original members, So maybe that's against Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say that our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda, because kevin dam Rabbi Yehuda ain't shochten as a pesach ala yachid. Because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you're not allowed to shech the korban pesach for one person. So when we originally said that one person had a korban, another person had a korban, therefore, as the Gemara explains, meikara lamnu yachrina behedjikoi. They initially had to invite someone else, because you can never shech the korban pesach on just one person, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, ke'echa mebnei chaburin dami. Therefore, when you bring someone else in, it's as if he's considered to be one of the original members, and that's fine. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Masnisa Nami Deka, our Mishnah, and it makes a lot of sense, and that's got to be it, that we are talking like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Tikatani, like we learned in the Braisa, V'chein Chamesh Chaburos Shal Chamisha Chamisha, if you have five groups, right, you have five people each, right, what do? Right, that you kind of, and they all got mixed together, so you transfer one between the other, right, make sure there's one guy in each group, right, and therefore they, right, and they make that whole Tanai between each other. And the Gemara points out, Shal Chamisha In, Aval Shal Chamisha V'ar below. It has to be that there were five groups of five people, but five groups of four, and there was one group with four, so that doesn't work, because then you can't send, right, one person to each group, and you can't keep one person, one original member in each group. Right? If you have one group that has four, so inevitably one group is going to be left without an original member when you switch everybody around. So apparently, right, our Mishnah is actually like Rabbi Yehuda, who requires one of the original chevra to be part of the group at all times. Okay. Hadron Allah Misha Hayatame, Uslik Allah Pesach Sheni. Very zocha to get to the parak known as Arvei Pesach. Now, I will just put out there that if you do have the time, obviously Arvei Pesach is full of a ton of stuff to say, and I'm not going to approach it from, to go to an Iyun Shir or a Shir about Pesach or a Shir about the Leila Seder. So, that's not my goal here. The goal here is a Daf Yomi type limud. And if you have the time, I would encourage you to listen to, let's say, Rabbi Rosner or Rabbi Leibowitz or one of the other, Daf Yomi Shurim that will go more in depth into the Gemara. My purpose, in my humble opinion, is that I'm just going to give over Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But if you do have time really to delve into this, especially we're dealing now a month before Pesach, so I think an Iyun-type limud on this parak would really just change the way you have your Seder. So I do very much recommend some of the other Rebbeim. Maybe if you have time to listen to both, I don't know, whatever you want, but I dare very much recommend some of the Rebbeim who are going a little bit more in-depth to the Gemara. I'm not going to go terribly in-depth. I'm just going to mention maybe one or two ha'aras, but again, my goal here is a dafyomi type limud with pashup shat, and maybe maybe not much more than that. But just with that background and ha'ara, and if you're still with me, so let's go weiter. Just the name about just one ha'ara about the name of the perek over here that Tosos points out. Right, we call the perek Arvei Pesachim, and the girsa that we have in our Mishnah is Erev Pesachim. So what's going on? So Tosos gives two answers. Either it's a night where we shecht many Pesachim, or that it could be Erev Pesach Rishon and Sheni, that's why we call it Arve. But all right, meaning either the Mishnah is talking about both Erev Pesachs. For whatever reason, we call it Arvei Pesachim. The text is Erev Pesachim. Either way, Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha. If you're dealing with Erev Pesach, right, 14th of Nisan this year falls out on Shabbos, right? But if it's Samach Lemincha, if it's next to Mincha, what does that mean? So if you look at the Rashbam, now again, just to call your attention, Rashi on the top, Rashbam on the bottom, right? Rashbam was Rashi's grandson. So Rashbam says like this. If you look at not the Rashi on the left, but the Rashbam underneath him, Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha. What does that mean? So first of all, he ruins the suspense. The Mishnah is going to have the Gemara is going to have a whole deal in terms of which mincha we're talking about. As you know, there are two minchas: mincha gedola, mincha ketana. Touched on this when we were talking about the time for shechting the korban Pesach. And certainly in brachos, right? We talked about this, but mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Mincha gedola, 6.5 hours into the day. So here, the Rashbam spoils that we're talking about mincha ketana, 9.5 hours into the day. And what is samach? What is next to that time? Kodem me'at chatzi shah. Half an hour early, so 9 hours into the day. At that point in the day, so lo yochal adam achitachshach, a person should no longer eat A person is not allowed to eat. If you look at, again, the Rashbam, let's just use that as long as we're here. Kadesh yochel matzah shal mitzvah l'te'avon mishum heder mitzvah. Because the goal here is to eat matzah l'te'avon with a craving, I guess, when you're very hungry. And why is that? Because heder mitzvah, it's a beautification of the mitzvah. We're familiar with heder mitzvah when you're talking about like a nice lulav or a nice etc., right? When you're actually beautifying the etzem of the mitzvah. Here we're talking about cutting a long shir about heder mitzvah short. Here we're talking about the actual maaseh mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To eat matzah. So you're eating when you're hungry, right, is a more enjoyable, let's say, eating than if you would eat on a full stomach. So that's the idea, that we're trying to beautify the mitzvah, right, to make the eating qualitatively better. So the point is, we're not going to eat before, right, let's say from the ninth hour till sundown, or really till the Seder. So a person's going to be pretty hungry. Right? And that's the goal here, that we want to be beautifying the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Okay, afilu anu shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyasev. Even now, we're switching topics. There's also a discussion exactly where to put the comma, but let's say even an ani, that's the pashup shot. Afilu anu shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyasev. Right? Even a poor person must lean, right? It's haseba, that's one of the ikar right, ideas of the Leil Seder, to be free men, etc., etc. V'lo yifchesu lo ba'arba kos me'arba kos ha'shel yayin afilu min ha'tamchui. And then he shouldn't have less than four cups of wine, even if he has to take it from the tamchui. The tamchui was one of the types of tzedakah organizations back then. There was something called a tamchui and something called a kupa. A kupa that would give someone to eat. If a person, Rahman al-Salam, didn't have enough money for 14 meals at the beginning of the week, that is a Mishnah in somewhere in Zeraim. I'm blanking where that is. Somewhere in Seder Zeraim. Anyway, so the kupa, they would give them 14 meals at the beginning of the year. If someone had even less than that, that was the tamchoi. The tamchoi gave people, if they were really, really destitute, they have really no food whatsoever, the tamchoi was actual food instead of money. So even if the tamchoi has to get him four cups of wine, so everybody needs to have four cups of wine. Poor people have to lean, etc., etc. Okay, so the Gemara is obviously going to get into this stuff. My area, Arvei Pesachim. So the Gemara says, one second, I understand. The Mishnah says on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat samuch lamincha, as Rashbam pointed out, 9 hours into the day, right before, 9.5 hours, right before Mincha Katana. Says the Gemara, I understand. There's always a halacha that you're not supposed to eat before Shabbos and Yontif. Right? As the Gemara says, afilu Arvei Shabbos v'yomim tovim nami. Right, you're also not allowed to eat before Shabbos and Yontif, regardless, right? Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, whatever, Shabbos, etc. Titania, Kulun, Dinabraisa, Lo Yochal, Adam, Barvi, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Mina Mincha, Lamala. You can't eat from the time of Mincha and on, Kadeshi Kanish, the Shabbos, the Shu Taiva. Right, so you can go into Shabbos when he has a Taiva, when he's hungry. Right, that's the idea, that we want to eat the Suda, the Mitzvah of eating on Shabbos and Yontif. Right, should be with a taiva, with a teyavon, and with the desire to eat. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is seemingly not concerned with this. It's not a big deal. You can eat up until sundown, no big deal. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, so there are going to be two answers, and then we'll analyze the second one tomorrow, but two answers. The first answer is Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, lo tzricha el Rabbi Yossi. Enechanami. You're right. This Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach is Rabbi Yossi Shita. Right, Rabbi Yossi, who says there's normally no halacha of not eating before Yom Tov or Shabbos, Pesach is different. Right, this is Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Ocha v'Holecha Shetach Shach. Normally, there's no iser to eat before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. But Hani Mili Barve Shabbos is Yomim Tovim. That's only regular Yomim Tovim and Shabbos. Avav Erev Pesach, but Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi is modet Rabbi Yehuda that you do need to stop eating before Pesach so you can eat Matzah, the Te'avon, right? Mishum Chiyuvah de Matzah, Modeh, right? He's Modeh to Rabbi Yehuda because we're excited about the mitzvah of Matzah. Right? You should eat it with Te'avon, right? Mishum Heder Mitzvah. Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa says, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Papa gives a different answer. He says, no, this can even be Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that normally there is an Isser to eat before Shabbos and Yom Tov. Aye, so why does the Mishnah specify Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot also, and regular Shabbos also you're not allowed to eat? So the Gemara says, Hasan Barvi Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Min HaMincha L'malo Huda Asir. Right? Notice the language in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Samach L'mincha. The Braisa here, what we quoted, says, Minha mincha ulamala. What's the difference between samach mincha and minha mincha? So minha mincha is from 9.5 hours into the day, from mincha katana proper. Samach mincha, that's what the Rashbam explained, is half an hour earlier. That's the difference. There's an extra half an hour added on Erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Papa says. That's Rabbi Huda's Shita. Rabbi Huda Hasam Arve Shabbos is Yom Tovim Ben Amincha Lamala Huda Asir Samach Lamincha Shari. Right, on regular Shabbos, regular Yom Tov, so you can eat up until 9.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach, Avol Erev Pesach, Afilu Samach Lamincha Nami Asir. Even half an hour earlier on Erev Pesach is also Asir. Let's stop here because we're going to ask a question to Rav Papa, and then we'll have a bit more of a discussion tomorrow. Right, again, like I said, if you're able to go through these dapim with a bit more involved, so Ashreichem, and it really, really will enhance Seder night. That's not my purpose right here, but Mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Right, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.